Residents of the Terra Gardens Apartments in Coral Springs, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale, are stunned to learn that at least one of the suspected hijackers may have lived there.
You never think you have a terrorist as your neighbor.
The FBI searched apartment 122, where Mohammed Atta and another man are believed to have lived. Officials think he was one of the terrorists involved in Tuesday's attacks. Neighbor Nick Romano says he never would have suspected it.
What I thought was a nice group of neighbors obviously turned out to be, you know, something really bad.
You never can tell.
No, you really can't. Okay. It's just shocking. It really is.
Neighbors say after several hours, the FBI left with several boxes. Investigators refused to comment about what they found or about the suspects.
It's scary. It's a scary scene to think that somebody could be that close to you, could do such tragedy and have such things planned out. It's scary. It's a scary feeling, and I just hope that, you know, some justice gets brought to this really soon, because if this is the person found responsible, there should be, you know, heavy actions taken on our part.
FBI investigators also spent time at Shookum's Bar and Grill in nearby Hollywood, Florida, where it's believed the suspects ate dinner last Friday.
The two agents said, no, these two gentlemen were confirmed on board the flight out of Boston.
Restaurant manager Anthony Amos says he immediately recognized a photo of Mohammed Atta because after eating and drinking for 3 hours, he says the man did not want to pay his bill.
And I asked the guy, I said, look, is there a money issue here or something, you can't pay the bill? And the guy got really, really upset, and he goes, there's no, with this real heavy accent, he goes, there's no money issue here, I'm an airline pilot. And he just pulled out money and threw it down.
Amos says he's now horrified to learn that the same man may have been involved in such a horrific terrorist attack.
I mean, how would you feel if you find out after the fact that you could have prevented something? I mean, it makes you feel sick in your stomach, you know? I mean, I feel terrible.
Michael Hiplin, Coral Springs, Florida. The owner of the Sim Center Flight Training School sat in one of the company's cockpit simulators as he discussed his feelings about training Mohammed Atta, believed to have been at the controls of one of the four planes.
It's a terrible feeling. It's a, you know, it's going to take a while to get over it. I know that life goes on and this too shall pass and we're a great country and all that sounds great. But, you know, for those that are suffering the loss of their loved ones, and for those of us that came in contact with the individual, it's a terrible thought.
Henry George notified the FBI after realizing that the suspect spent several days at his facility last December. He says the man specifically wanted to spend time in a flight simulator, which duplicates being in control of a large airliner.
Here, the same skill that I take pride on was used to commit a crime that I cannot describe. I don't have the vocabulary to describe the crime that these people committed.
Henry George says it's not unusual for aspiring pilots from all over the world to train in Florida because of its ideal weather and available expertise. And he says there seemed nothing suspicious about Mohammed, who was often accompanied by another man.
They were very open. They gave me their credit card to reserve, to make the reservations, which I require. There wasn't anything about them that would have clue me into the fact that they were doing something that had that was going to have this kind of results. So, you know, I've been used. I don't think that what I did was made it happen, but obviously, you know, it was part of their training.
Investigators, meanwhile, have searched a second home where Mohammed Atta may have lived and are talking with anyone that had any kind of dealings with any of the suspects. Michael Hiplin, Miami. Fears about crop dusting planes being used for chemical or biological attacks prompt federal officials to ground the small planes nationwide. A Michael Hiplin in Florida, where one of the suspected terrorists inquired about crop dusters. Employees at South Florida Crop Care in Belglade, near West Palm Beach, say about 2 months before the attacks, some of the suspected terrorists came to the business asking about crop dusters.
They wanted to find out about the airplane. They asked a lot of
kind of stupid questions and talk like they were interested in getting into the business, you know, and how much would the airplane carry, how fast would it go, how far would it go, and all this, that, and the other.
Pilot Howard Baggett said Mohammed Atta, the man suspected of being at the controls of the first plane that crashed into the World Trade Center, wanted to get a close look at one of the small planes, with another employee telling him no.
The guy kept climbing on the wing, wanting to look in the airplane and everything, and so he told him, well, you got to get down. So the pilot's the only guy that can get up in this cockpit.
Another pilot, Bill Malone, says federal investigators were at the airstrip yesterday.
Basically, they just want to know our security system and to be aware of what's going on and what these bad guys have been trying to do here in the past. And they wanted to make sure we had a secure facility.
Dr. Larry Baratta is a travel health specialist in South Florida, giving patients vaccines and medicines to keep them healthy during trips to other countries. He says since the attacks 2 weeks ago today, concerns about a chemical or biological attack have skyrocketed.
The last several days, we've been getting a lot of calls for people wanting to get the vaccines for smallpox as well as anthrax.
Experts say crop dusters would be a very effective way to conduct this kind of attack, and Dr. Baratta says the U.S. needs to be prepared.
The anthrax vaccine is only available by special contract through the Department of Defense to serve the military enlisted men and women. I would like to see the anthrax vaccine available to the public because it's a vaccine that has been manufactured.
Dr. Baratta says we also need to have the vaccine for smallpox readily available. He says if there were an attack using that without the vaccine, he says 30% of those exposed could die. Michael Hiplin, Miami.